Well, Monday morning definitely means a good look at the magnificent new music that you're going to be hearing all this week on 2SER, and only one man is qualified to talk about it, and that's our music director, Andrew Cadori, who joins me right now. Good morning.
Hey, Nick.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Good.
Yeah, let's start.
Let's start.
Okay, we're going to start off with a girl from out of Melbourne called Lucy Roloff. She's got her second album. It's just come out. It's called This Paradise. So, look, when we get into it, you'll see it's very delicate, very pretty folk pop. So you kind of know the zone that you're in. But with Lucy Roloff, she's got a very quaint, almost idiosyncratic way around arrangements and stuff. It's very soft and pretty, but there's a little quirk there that give these songs a very special lift. And I think the reason for that is she's worked with this guy called Tony Dupay. Now, Tony Dupay may not be a name familiar to you, but Tony has a very interesting way of working. So he relocated from New South Wales to the coast of Victoria and recorded this record with Lucy in an abandoned fireworks factory. And he also has a really interesting way of doing arrangements. And he's done this for Holly Throsby several times on several albums of hers. He's done it for Jack Ladder. Early Jack Ladder records have a really interesting way of arranging and stuff like that going on. And ditto with the Melbourne artist Grand Salvo, who he worked on a record a number of years ago as well. He's got a really unique ear, and the way he puts strings in and rhythms and things, there's no one like Tony in the way that he does. So Lucy Roloff has paired up with him and come up with what I think is a really individual, beautiful record, This Paradise.
All right, well, let's play Hotel Interstate from it and give it a listen.
What I've got, I will give it to you.
I'm quite fond of that, but I mean, all the artists you mentioned before are exactly my kind of music. So, you know, you'd already primed me to be quite into this.
You're going to love it. Yeah, you're going to love it. So, look, if that's your kind of sound, I mean, you know, if you like stuff that we've been playing in recent times, like Marissa Nadler, the Grand Magoozy, all that kind of stuff, Lucy Roloff, it's a really great record of substance. I think I'm really quite knocked out by this record. It's called This Paradise, and it's out on the Lost and Lonesome record company from out of Melbourne.
Fantastic stuff. All right, who else are we listening to this morning?
We're going all the way from Victoria to Chicago now.
And that's quite a trip.
Yeah, that's the kind of trip we do here at 2SER. So we're going to hear from a rapper called No Name, who's finally, after many years of guest appearances, putting out her debut mixtape, which is called Telephone. So she's known best for her collaborations with Chance the Rapper, who is these days one of the big rappers.
The rapper.
Yeah, who just puts out mixtapes, doesn't charge for them, and is huge. Now, back in 2013, when he put out his Acid Rap record, which was really the one where he made his mark, there was a little guest spot from No Name. Her real name is Fatima Warner, and that was my favourite spot on the record. She just knocked out this rap on the end of a track from Chance the Rapper's Acid Rap album, and I was just like, who is this person? And she's only done like a few spots here and there with rappers like Mick Jenkins, another one with Chance the Rapper on his Slip and Slide project, Surf. And yeah, in line with much of the hip-hop coming out from Chicago, it's a really sweetly fluid, very jazz-oriented mixtape with that neo-soul inspiration going on there as well. Very much carried by a positive spirit first and foremost, but really deep and complex. So she actually started as a slam poet, and she met Chance the Rapper at a very, very early age. There was a youth project in Chicago that had a space dedicated to people just to create and express themselves. And that's where they met and started working together from about the age of 16. So I think she's about 23 now. And yeah, I'm really, really into this record. Telephone is its name. And we're going to hear a little bit of the opening track, Yesterday.
Alrighty.
Don't really make me whole. The magazine covers drenched in gold, the dreams of granny and mansion and happy, the little things I need to save my soul. And I know the money don't really make me whole. The magazine covers drenched in gold, the dreams of granny and mansion and happy.
She's got awesome, awesome flow.
It's a really interesting voice too. It's not what I expected when you were talking about this. She's got quite a tone to it that I love.
It's dry, but it's tough, but she can also be really tender. I mean, her lyrics just really cut to the core, and it's still a really sweetly fluid, breezy record to offset her lyricism, and I think it's a great record. And look, you can find it on SoundCloud right now. It's called Telephone. It's spelled T-E-L-E-F-O-N-E. And the rapper's no name. It's one word, but real name, Fatima Warner.
Well, she is great. Who are we going to end up with?
Well, it's another Bandcamp discovery. Last week, I brought you the French composer, Jan-Hart Lemonnier.
And he was great.
Yeah, so here's a guy called J.D. Walsh, who's been making music, apparently, for a really long time. He was living in Brooklyn for ages, and then he relocated his family to Atlanta, and he just has put up these records on Bandcamp under the alias of Shy Layers. So a German label called Growing Bin Records that likes to collect, you know, all sorts of different oddities from the hidden in plain sight, if you like, and put them out, has made a compilation of these tracks by Shy Layers. It's just self-titled, Shy Layers, and it's really hard to describe. It's incredibly infectious. I find it really addictive. It's like Kraftwerk kind of electronica, but by way of Paul Simon's Graceland. So you've got African High Life, you've got that sort of Kraftwerk sense of synthesizers and electronica, and you've got amazing pop melodies and a kind of a tropical soft rock approach. Like, I'm even hearing a little bit of Toto in this as well. So if you know Toto's Africa.
Everyone knows Toto's Africa.
Well, you know, look, it's almost a guilty pleasure, this record. What I couldn't really say about this guy, Shy Layers, is that I feel that he's almost condensing a lot of worlds into a pop song and just making them his own and making them work. And like I said, you can go on Bandcamp and listen to these still, but it is coming out on vinyl on a German label called Growing Bin Records. But I've been flogging this for the last week. I can't stop listening to it. It just lodges in my head. Shy Layers is the artist. I thought I'd leave you with one of the pieces. It was even hard to pick the piece that I wanted to play for you. It's called Famous Faces, and you can find out a little bit more. I've got the new music review on the 2ser.com webpage that you can find on the front page, and you can read a little bit more about it and hear a little bit more music as well.
Alrighty, you have been warned. You might never stop listening to this. Andrew, thanks very much, mate. We'll talk next week.
Have a great week.
Remember, head to 2SER.com for all our new music reviews, courtesy of Servin' Up.